Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September 17th, 2022. We're going to talk about one of the most difficult aspects of human nature, and that is its refusal to change. Now, this isn't true with all of us. I think there are many people who make alterations, but not real changes. And in the alterations department, we will shuffle around some of our habits and decrease one or get rid of one, but only to find that others appear. They just show up all the time, and we have all this difficulty when it comes to what it means to authentically change. Now, to me, it's not about self-improvement. It's not about any of that, trying to get your power back or whatever people want to tell you. It has nothing to do with that. Change, authentic change, is when I have seen the light of the bigger picture of my living. How I live, the way I live, what I live from is the big one. And rather than just trying to remove myself from bad habits or alter a few behaviors here and there, the change is a revolution and a revelation. First, you get the revelation you need to change, and then you have the revolution that you do change. But change into what? And what are we talking about here? Everybody changes due to chemicals and hormones in their body as they grow older. Everybody does, whether we like it or not. But how we change, the way we change, what we morph into, that's something different when we understand the way, the truth, and the light that lives within us of what it means to live not just for the sake of good behavior, but for the sake of authentic transformation, some kind of, not to transition, but the ability to transcend. And there is a huge difference with that. So when I talk to you or I try to help you with your life, you want little alterations, little tips on how to change this about yourself or that. That's not the way. And in doing that, of course, you have to realize that you can alter a few things, but you'll go right back basically to either the thing you're trying to change away from, or you will start to alter those little minute changes and find yourself back to where you were. I have a wonderful email here from Lance in San Francisco. He says, "Why is it so hard to change? I want to understand your Zoom." And I do these little discourses on Saturday morning at 9 a.m., Zoom discourses. But I don't understand. I don't understand your concepts, he says here. And I don't understand what you mean by love. He throws in a few things that aren't relevant to our little discussion here. Let's just look at the why we don't change. When a person has decided that the final product of their life is their human beingness, the being of the human, as I like to look at it, and how that relates to living our life in the confines of our biology, our DNA, and of course our genetic nature, we find that we adapt to biological impulses that cultivate human emotion, human thought. And it doesn't go any further than that. It stays very human. Now, some people are fine with that. They think that's the only thing that there is. They're nihilistic about their living, and that's fine. If you want to remain that way, if you want to do that, that's certainly your prerogative. But there is so much more to all of that. And after a while, when you get to be a little older, you start to realize this isn't enough. This isn't, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in this pattern, this repetition of living. And we learn how to feel, shall we say, comfortable or secure in that repetition. And yet all the time in the background, there's this small doubt. Is this enough for me? Is this who I am? Is this my life? Just this small pattern that I live from. And they can be in the form of habits, things that we assume are correct, things that we not only assume, but we think of as the only alternative we have to living, like living from the idea of food and sex, money, friends, wanting to be in a clique, wanting to be liked, all of that sort of stuff. We kind of live in all of this and we never really question it. The reason it's hard to change, Lance, is because the difficulty is in the confinement of the human body. It can only do so much. It is vulnerable. It is brings about great pleasure at times and then great pain. And what we're trying to do is get the pleasure, but not the pain. And a lot of people look at it from the point of view that that's the only way we can live. That's the only alternative we have, which would not be true. So when you have the idea of change inside of you for some reason or another, and I think everybody has it from time to time when they're younger, I want to change. I want to make this different. I want to live differently. That's why people travel and want to go places that they think they've never been before, because they can't stand the humdrum of their own body and the pageantry of habit that they like to display in their life and feel kind of cornered to it. They blame government. They can blame family. They can blame a lot of things. But it really is the confinement to my human body that is the problem. It is the real problem. So why is it so hard to change? Because you're trying to turn the Titanic around. You're trying to make it an airplane rather than a boat, and it's headed for disaster, and we don't see that, and we don't want to see that, and it just goes on and on and on with the idea of I'm doomed if I'm bored, I'm unhappy, whatever. People don't know why they're unhappy. They're unhappy because they don't progress within themselves beyond their biology. They don't progress. They don't move forward. They don't discover creativity. They don't discover compassion. They don't discover what authentic playfulness is all about. They don't discover the meaning, the significance of their own existence because they gave up years ago and became nihilistic in their beliefs. So with all of this being said, and not understanding how to live in this world, much less live with themselves, we do suffer. That's just the way we are. Now, there is nothing I could say or do here to really tell you what it's all about. I've devoted my whole life, my career, to change, transformation, working on oneself. I've done that for years. Does it do any good? Well, some people make small alterations. But basically, the problem is when you have confirmed and surrendered to your human body as you, when you look at the confines of your human body and say, all those impulses that I feel in my body are valid and I want them fulfilled or I want them inaugurated in some kind of happiness. They are there to make me happy. When I am living for the sake of human happiness, I am going to become miserable and I will not be able to change. I will depend upon change of scenery. I will depend upon other people changing around me, for me, to me. I will depend upon a lot of things that I can't control that are of this world. The only thing you can really, really work upon is your inner self. Your relationship to your emotions is the first thing you need to understand. Just because you have an emotion about any given thing doesn't make it true, Lance. And the reason you don't understand my Zoom discourses and such is because they don't relate to accepting emotionality. They relate to the idea of understanding it and understanding its place in our life, but not the place of totality. You are not here to live an emotional life. And if you do, you will suffer grievously for everything that you do. It will be miserable. It'll be horrible. And that's why a lot of people live in this state of being, shall we say, horrible. And they go and their big night out on the town is more important to them. Drinking in a bar with a bunch of people. What is it they say? Getting wasted. Just the thought of doing that to my body is repugnant to me. But yeah, just thinking in terms of drinking, trying to liberate myself from my senses a little bit, loosen up, as they say. With all that being said, you're not going to change. You're going to have a few moments of relief here and there, but there are also going to be consequences. Now you're dependent upon a substance, whether it be alcohol or marijuana, and you're stuck. You'll never really be able to change. So, Lance, there is more to our life than just living in the maintenance of our body and trying to condone whatever it is we'd like to condone in order to be happy or to feel free, as people will say. This is not the way, the truth, nor the light of your life. And I have found this very strange thing among people, especially young people. They have no pull, no genuine interest in anything that they can't think, say, or do through their body. They just can't do it. It's like a part of them is dead. And Lance, I don't know how old you are. You sound young in your email. But if that is the case, it's a big ouch. Because you're never going to find what you're looking for, as you talk about in your email to me. How could you? Think about it. If you're only living in one place, all you can do is imagine other places. And when you do go to maybe those other places in the world or meet other people who are in other places, you can't emulate them. You can't change yourself because they belong to that and you belong to this and the two shall never meet. And there's all sorts of difficulty going on, all sorts of difficulty. So what to say to you? What to do for you? You're going to have to decide where you want to live from first. If you live from your body, you're going to be stuck in the body, and that's all it's going to be for the rest of your life. That's it. But if you can live from the state of your heart, not your human heart, but the state of your authentic heart, that is when something unique can happen. And to work to understand that uniqueness and that heart is something that you have to devote your entire life to, your every inch of your energy to love. And if you can't do that, which I don't know you, but I don't know how ensconced you are in your body and in your habits, you're going to find that is the key to your own awakening, your ability to see things in the light of a different love, not emotional, authentic. I hope that helps you, Lance. There's so much more to all of this, and maybe someday we'll get to talk about it together. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me for all of it. Namaste.